AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. It's day 41 of the government shutdown. The AP's Luke Garrett reports on the latest move from Democrats.
The motion upon reconsideration is agreed to.
The U.S. Senate has taken its first step to end the government shutdown after a group of moderate Democrats agreed to proceed without a guaranteed extension of health care subsidies. In the test vote, the first in a series of required procedural manoeuvres, the Senate voted 60-40 to move toward passing compromise legislation to fund the government and to hold a vote by mid-December on extending expiring health care tax credits. The agreement also includes a reversal of the mass firings of federal workers by the Trump administration since the start of the shutdown and would ensure that federal workers receive back pay. Final passage could be several days away if Democrats object and delay the process.
Shares advanced in Europe and Asia after the Senate's announcement, and U.S. futures were higher. The shutdown and the Federal Aviation Administration's order to reduce air traffic is affecting thousands of flights. More than 2,700 flights were canceled yesterday, and nearly 10,000 were delayed. The head of the BBC and the broadcaster's top news executive both resigned yesterday, following criticism over how the organization edited a speech by President Trump. The speech took place on January 6, 2021, before protesters attacked the Capitol in Washington. Critics said the way the BBC edited the speech for a documentary last year was misleading and cut out a section where Trump said he wanted supporters to demonstrate peacefully. And Trump became the first sitting president to attend an NFL regular season game since 1978. Loud boos could be heard as he appeared at yesterday's Washington Commanders game. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. The sports world lost two major figures yesterday.
Lenny Wilkins, a three-time inductee into the Basketball Hall of Fame, died Sunday at age 88. He coached 2,487 NBA games, a record that still stands. He passed Boston's Red Auerbach for the then-NBA regular season wins record in 1995.
I don't know how he did it for 938 games.
In football, former NFL commissioner Paul Tagliabue also died Sunday at the age of 84. Tagliabue, who had Parkinson's disease, was commissioner from 1989 when he succeeded Pete Rozelle until 2006.
I feel fortunate that I took over in tough times and I tried to lead with new ideas, new concepts.
He was elected to the Pro Football Hall of Fame as part of a special centennial class in 2020. I'm Geffen Coolbaugh.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.